William Morrow and Harper Audio present Angelica Frankenstein Makes Her Match, a novel by Sally Thorne, performed by Maura Quirk. A note before we begin. For a map of Blackthorn Manor, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/AngelicaFrankensteinMakesHerMatch. This book is for Christina and Lauren. Your belief in me gave me a new life. Prologue. Here is a little-known fact. Houses are proud of their observational skills. A well-maintained house perfectly understands the weather, local gossip, who is an esteemed caller or an unwanted visitor, and above all, they know their inhabitants. A smart London townhouse on a prominent street will know the contents of love letters hidden beneath a pillow on its second floor. A humble cottage with a clean-swept stone floor and a new log in the fireplace knows what's for dinner next Tuesday. Will you need a coat today? Ask your house. Which chambermaid is in love with that soulful-eyed footman? There are no secrets. But if neglect is involved, a house tends to grow sullen. And our story begins with a very disillusioned country house named Blackthorn Manor, owned by the Frankenstein family for 10 generations. Located a brisk trot from Salisbury Village, England, this house was built in a grand Gothic style, with buttresses, arches, gargoyles, and stained glass aplenty. Blackthorn's windows had not been cleaned since Alphonse and Caroline Frankenstein died, that is to say, in precisely 11 years. Now everything the house wished to know required a squint, and the surrounding estate appeared as a blur of ewes, horses, a free-roaming pig, and apple trees growing heavy with fruit destined to rot. These views were not noticed by the occupants, and there were rarely any visitors. A fresh coat of black paint on the sills was an outlandish, impossible daydream. Blackthorn was suffering from weakened awareness, a general sourness of spirit, and it had very little of interest to observe. But perhaps things were about to change. Strange work past midnight had been occurring out in the barn. Pardon, the laboratory. What were the last two remaining Frankensteins doing out there? The older boy. No, Victor was a man now, and fond of his own reflection, and he raised his sister through her adolescence as best he could. He laughed at half of her jokes, teased her for every failing and flaw, tossed coins to her when she was sad, hugged her once a year, and informed her when he wouldn't be home at night. He used to come back stinking of ladies and liquor, but now preferred leaning on door frames, rereading letters from someone called Lizzie. Blackthorn had a notion that Victor was a genius, a clever chap who made sure everyone else knew it. He wanted to be remembered by history or some such nonsense. Those genius hands would be far more impressive holding a rake, attending to those mounds of dead leaves on the northern wall. The girl, Angelica, now 24 years old, and even prettier than the portrait of her dearly departed mamma, Caroline, had turned plaiting her own hair into a meditative half-day activity, after which she would take a half-day bath. She had the talent of an artisan when asked to sew something, but she walked past the unravelled hems of the window curtains. Even with its capabilities diminished, Blackthorn Manor knew how badly Angelica suffered during those years when her brother rode off at dusk. She cried like a pup into her pillow, and she tagged along at his heels now. Unlike Victor, she had no one special to love her, and her longing filled the house like steam. Blackthorn Manor knew this much. Dearly departed Caroline and Alphonse Frankenstein had left their children too soon, and although the coffers were brimming with gold, Victor and Angelica suffered from the same neglect as their inherited house. Tender love and care were needed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?